Lou Burke was getting into his car when Jesse opened the passenger door and got in beside him. "Patrol supervising," Jesse said. "Yeah? Mind if I ride along? I spend too much time in the office." "Come ahead." Burke backed the car out of the parking lot and turned up Main Street. Between them was a shotgun, locked, barrel up on the transmission hump. "See if there's any gum wrappers in the barrel," Burke said. "Peter Perkins had a car before me." Jesse looked into the shotgun barrel. He blew some dust out. No gum wrappers. "Boys don't seem to have the proper respect for a weapon," Burke said. "Do they?" "Never make it in the Corps." "You in the Marines?" "Semper Fi," Jesse said. "You?"
"Navy."
"What was your job?" Burke smiled.
"Lots of stuff. I was a lifer."
20 years?
"Yeah."
"This is my retirement," Jesse smiled. Burke drove the car up Indian Hill Road. "Ever do any demolition work?" Jesse said. Burke's eyes shifted, almost imperceptibly, as he glanced involuntarily at Jesse and then looked back at the road.
"Yeah, some,"
Jesse nodded. At the top of Indian Hill, Burke drove the patrol car slowly into the park. It was during school hours, and it was chilly. There was no one in the park except a white-haired man in a black and red wool jacket walking an aging yellow lab. "Funny how quiet a town is during school hours," Jesse said. Burke didn't say anything. "Ever been to Denver?"
"Denver?"
"Yes."
"Why are you asking?"
Jesse smiled at him. "Why not?"
"Jesse, you got something on your mind. I think you better just say it right out."
"I am saying it right out," Jesse said, still smiling. "You ever been to Denver?"
"Yeah."
Jesse's smile was gone. "When's the last time you were in Denver?" Jesse said. Burke didn't answer. He turned the car back down the hill toward the center of town. "When's the last time you were in Denver, Lou?" Burke shook his head. "Drive us back to the station, Lou." Burke was silent. Jesse let the silence stand. There was no reason to let Burke in on what Jesse knew. He had never gotten in trouble saying too little. The patrol car pulled into its slot outside the station. "I'm going to ask you to take a leave of absence, Lou." Burke turned toward him and started to speak and stopped. "Leave the handgun and the badge with Molly," Jesse said. As they got out of the car, Burke turned and looked across the roof at Jesse.
"You son of a bitch!"
Burke's voice was thick, as if forced out through a closing throat. And there was something in Burke's face that Jesse felt with a force he wasn't used to. He didn't work South Central without seeing hatred. But the passion in Burke's face was beyond hatred. Jesse felt something like revulsion, as if he had seen something grotesque for a moment. He felt as if he needed to hold steady against it, the way you lean into a strong wind. "Gun and badge to Molly, Lou."